Okay, good evening, everybody. We're going to be learning Simen Kuf Samach Dalet tonight. It's got two seifim, and I hope that we're going to go through both of them. Kuf Samach Dalet, Seif Aleph, Din Kuf Samach Dalet, Din Shiyochel Hasnois Al Netile. A new rule altogether. A person is able to be masne, to make a tnai, to stipulate, to make a conditional netile. When he does netile, as a dying person, can make a tnai. How does that work? What is that? What are we talking about? Says Shulchan Aruch, Noitel Adam Yadov Shachis. A person can wash his hands, Shachis, in the morning. Umasne Aleim, and he can make a tznai, he can stipulate, Kol Hayom, the entire day. Afilu, even Shaloi B'Sha'as Adchag, even if it's not on the extreme circumstances. Ubilvat, As long as he makes sure he doesn't take his mind off his hands, that his hands remain clean. That he keeps his mind on his hand. Says the Ramah, that his hand shouldn't get dirty. If he has water accessible and available, maim is available. Toiv, it is proper and right. It is proper, it's only right and proper that he washes his hands after that, when he gets to water, but do not make a bracha. And let's just finish the Ramah before we go into greater details. Says the Ramah, that we just said, that it's nai works, this is only with regards to netila, which is not specifically for achila, such as washing hands for shachis. But if you're washing hands specifically for netila sidaim for eating, the tnai will not work. So what is this talking about exactly? What is this? So the rule is as follows. There is a rule that a person can actually make a tnai. He can make a tnai. How does that work? It would be as follows. You wash your hands in the morning and you say, this washing hands that I'm doing now is working for netila sidaim for food, which I'm going to eat later. So I'm not going to eat now. I'm going to wash my hands now because netila sidaim shel shachis. I'm washing my hands because I just walked out of the toilet. The washing hands that I'm doing now, I'm using that. I'm saving that. I've got a credit note, the blank check. I'm using that for eating that I'm going to do later. Does that work? Yes or no? So Shulchan Aruch says, one could argue that what?
You have an interruption between when you wash.
Very good. Plenty of interruption. Plenty of interruption.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of interruption. And nevertheless, yeah? Zyachtas, yeah? Bracha, with a bracha. With a bracha. Does that work or not? So Shulchan Aruch says there'll be a huge, massive, grand chiddush that yes, actually it does work. You can make such a tnai. And that's precisely what Shulchan Aruch says. Noitel Adam Yadav Shachis. Person can wash his hands Shachis. Who must ne'alem. And you make a tnai. You stipulate. Kol Hayom. The whole day. It works. You wash now, you keep it for later. You'll make the bracha now when you wash your hands, and until as you die, but you keep it for later. It works, says Shulchan Aruch, even shnot b'shas adchak, even without extreme circumstances. I've got water accessible now. 2 hours later, I know that I won't have water. So fine, so I'm going to save it for later. I'm washing my hands now, and I'm saving it for later. Some people like to keep things for later, you know, so I'm keeping that for later. So Shulchan Aruch says it works. So let's get into more details because obviously it's not so poshut. True, it's not. Have you ever seen anybody doing that? Have you ever washed for credit note? Yeah. So why not? Let's see. Master Alem Sifkot Alef Mishnebura. Master Alem Befiv with your mouth. The condition has to be with your mouth. I'm doing this netila for food that I'm going to eat later. You have to say it. I could put him at the very least. You have got explicit kavon in your mind. That this netila lekol achilas works for future eatings, for future bread I'm eating. Which I'm going to eat the whole day. That means that really you could save it like mamash for the whole day. But you must be careful. she'tiyah netila behechsha, that the netila zidayim should be completely done in the correct manner. Kol advorim matzrich kol behechsha kol advorim matzrichim lenetila zidayim laachila. Everything which requires netila zidayim for eating, kugon, such as pechli sholem, the key, the kli, the vessel needs to be complete. Huvekayach gavra, you need to have, you need to be poured with koyach gavra how do you translate koyach gavra? That it's done the pardon.
Human power.
Thank you very much. Uvemaim with water shalishtau mareim, water which didn't change color. There was no melacha happening without water. Kamuva b'simonim akodim, as explained earlier, simonim. After b'netilas yudaim shachis and kpeida kokach b'chol eilu advarim. Although we learned in the earlier simon in simon dalet, which we learned about 1.5 years ago, that when it comes to washing in the morning, washing hands in the morning, we don't need all those alachos. You don't need. You could have colored water, discolored water as well. And you could also use water which had a melacha in it. In the morning when you wash, all those halachos don't apply. Netilas yadayim is much more stringent. So, but when you're washing your hands in the morning and you want to save that netilah for netilas yadayim of food later, so it's like a double, it's a netilas yadayim which serves two purposes. One is for washing hands in the morning, and you're using that netilas yadayim also for food later, then the rules of netilas yadayim apply. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, so here, you need to have the proper intention that you're doing it. When you're washing your hands for shachis and using it for food later, you need to have in mind that Netilas Adam that I'm doing now, that should be working for the Moetzi that I'm doing later. Yeah.
Can you do it two times? Like
you could, but we are learning now, you don't even need to. You're right, but we don't even need to.
Wash once.
Yeah, but you don't need to. Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to. Shulchan Aruch holds you don't need to. Yeah.
And as well, but if you wash your hands, I'm saying, can you keep it later? Keep it later. How long is it? What's the time?
Call Hayoim.
Even the night.
I don't know about the night. Yeah. Don't know about the night, but it says Call Hayoim. Yeah. We'll see what it means. We'll see what it means. Oh, talking, you talk. You'll talk. You will talk. Yeah, true as well. So, Shulchan Aruch says, even you're not b'shas adchak. Now, Mishnah Berurah says over here in cotton base, one second here, v'yesh min ha-poiskim, many poiskim hold, she'kosu en le'okal b'zekim b'shas adchak. Many poiskim hold, you can only do this grain check, this blank check, you can only do that b'shas adchak on extreme circumstances. K'goin, so shah sho'elich b'dech, that you're traveling, then you can use that. You know, in the morning you're traveling and you will not have access to water, so you can do it to the Sudan, which will be safe for later. Then you can do that. But only on the extreme circumstances. On a regular day, don't use that. Cooler. Similarly, in a horse wagon, you're traveling with goyim in a horse wagon, and you can't just get off the horse wagon and get some water. They're just going to keep going. They're going to say, what are you doing? And they're going to keep going, and you're going to miss the boat. Well, you're going to miss the horse wagon. Then this kula will apply. Otherwise not. That's called choshev shasad chak. That is considered the shasad chak. Now, the condition was, when can you use this in Tiras Adayim? Shasad chak. Only if, what's Shulchan Aruch's condition? That what? Pardon? Literally, yasiachdas means you will not keep your mind. You're not going to take your hands away from the hands. What does that mean? You're going to guard your hands. What could that mean? You're going to guard your hands. That's right. You're going to make sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel. Shelo yasiachdatoi meshmiras yodah, from guarding your hands. Shelo yigu, that you should not touch b'mokem atinoifas, in dirty places. How do you define dirty places? Says the Mishnah Berurah in that Poshut, that dirty place is referring to any place that is considered, that you'd require, that is considered Mokam HaMechusim. We're going to see that in Sif Beis shortly. Any place that you'd require to wash your hands again, so any place which are considered covered areas of the body, If you touch any of that place, then that's considered a tchadas. So any place is not considered, it's not actually, it's not tome. The places are not tome. Covered areas of blood are not tome. But we just ensure not to touch those. So you need to make sure not to touch any place that are considered mekomes atinofes, dirty place, as it were, places which are normally covered. Because if you do touch those places, then you'll require a unity, and that's not considered misiachta. Then you have misiachta, so you have taken your hand, your mind away of your hands, as it were. You have not controlled, you have not looked after your hands. They've now touched something that requires new netila. So therefore, you can only do this netila for later, this future. You can only do this netila for future eating if you know and you make sure and you 100% guard your hands from touching any uncovered area or any dirt, in fact. Pardon?
You wear gloves the whole day.
Absolutely. Gloves would be a very good option. Absolutely. Yeah. But the truth is, if you've got gloves, the truth is that you don't, with gloves, that's called, you don't really need it to let you eat with gloves. Yeah. So the truth, I just don't know which one is the more good. I don't know which one is the greatest.
If you want to stay with your hands and get a touch.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. Yeah, I hear that. It's a very, very, very good idea. Yeah, absolutely. That would work. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, halach lemaisa boisai. Have you ever seen anybody doing that? Have you ever seen anybody doing that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Dalet. I'm skipping a few lines. I'm not skipping a few lines. I'm going from the beginning. Sif Cotton Dalet. Veloi tanfem, you don't get your hands dirty. Tinuf, dirt. Hapoisel benetile, which will ruin this netile. Hurak is only mitzoya. Hoizeo, kolshu, from any genuine dirt. There are filu and even, rak noga, he only touched. Bemekoimois amechusim, every other body which are normally covered. Begufoi in his body. Kele kamesiv base, as you're going to see short in siv base. Avol, but, tinuf ofor vetit bealme, earth, dust, and similar. Ain't no poison on the teal. If you touch any of that, that they'll not ruin and spoil your netile. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, you would be able to wash your hands, make a bracha, touch earth, touch mud, touch soil, and you can still have, that's fine. But you need to ensure that your hands don't touch any uncovered area of your body, any covered area of your body, because then you'll need to wash again and that will be, have spoiled your netile. Any genuine dirt, don't touch genuine dirt, because then you have postal netile. It's not because of tumor. It's not because of tumor, it's because it's dirty. You now need to wash your hands again. So you didn't guard your hands. Yeah, well, many... Pardon? No. Tinuf ha-poisel betinu rak tzoya oizeo kolch. Ah, you're right. There's two levels of dirt. This is dirt that requires netila. It's not... It's dirt. Zeo and tzoya is dirt. It's achmas dirt. No, it isn't. We find that zeo is a reason why we need to... It's dirt. It's dirt. It's a different level of dirt, but it's dirt. Right, and now it continues, and that's a very similar case to your case. Kosva poiskim, the poiskim right, imichnis yodu bevati yadayim, miyad achan etile v'lo yitzion moil. Bevati yadayim, and I'm not sure, it could be that it's talking gloves. Yeah, it's probably gloves or pockets. Gloves or pockets, bevati yadayim, miyad achan etile v'lo yitzion moil. That works. So that's pretty much your case. If you've got like big pockets or gloves which kept your hands from touching anything, you've guarded your hands. That's fine. Yeah.
You know from here, is it saying you're allowed to, in these extremes, that you wash and then you can speak. So why are we so much with...
We'll speak about the speaking. We'll speak about
it. Wash again if we speak.
That's right. We will talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it where it comes from. At the latest Simon, not tonight. That's in Simon Kuf Samach Vav, probably Monday. Kosvo Shiori Knesset Gedoyla Ve'eli Rabbe Shoid No Nog Al Meshloi Le'asnois. The general meaning is that we don't do this snai. We don't rely on that. Mishum She'en Yichon Lizoya, because we cannot be careful. Shoid Sichu Daito Mishmir Seidayim. We can't be careful with Hez Chadas. We will generally end up touching somewhere of our parts of our body. We'll just, you know, we'll just give it a little scratch, or we'll just touch something. We can't make 100% sure that our hands remain completely clean, and therefore the minhag is not to rely on that. L'chein monu atnai v'kol v'koil, and that's why we don't rely on the tnai. Toch Shulchan even adds that he's never seen anybody doing it. Toch Shulchan says that he's never seen anybody relying on the tnai, and it's not to be done. So whilst Shulchan Aruch paskins like that, and the Ramah paskins like that, Mishneh Berurah says, and Aruch Shulchan even more so, the minhag is not to make tznai under any circumstances. On the extreme circumstances, maybe if you're really traveling, you're really stuck, could be that there is room to do it, but again, Aruch Shulchan says, he's never seen anybody doing that. So I think what's the reason why we don't do it? Because we can't 100% make sure that our hands remain guarded. So that's why we don't do that.
Anyway, today you can make.
That's right. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Nowadays, you're never very far from water.
In today's time.
Actually, you're never far from water. Absolutely.
But also, you don't have to have red necessarily.
That's true as well. Very good. So, there's always alternatives. Absolutely. Correct. And that leads us to see base. Mi shayim besuda. Somebody is in the middle of the suda. V'nizkar. And he remembers. Shenoga b'shoik. He touched his waist. He remembers suddenly that he touched any covered area of his body. He ended up touching any part of his that is normally covered, which required a tilas yadayim. We spoke of that in Simon Dalet and in later Simonim. The halacha is if a person touches an area which is normally covered, depending on each society, what is covered and what is not covered, because different places have different minhagim, depending on the temperature, I suppose. Depending on the society, depending on the norm. So if you're touching an area that is normally covered, that afterwards requires to wash your hands. So similarly now, if somebody in the middle of a suda, he suddenly remembers that he touched a place which is normally covered. So, mekoymos hamechusim ba'adam, places which are covered by a person. Oy, or shechicha b'roishoy, he scratched his head. That is, I suppose, based on the assumption that he still has got some hair. Yeah, that doesn't happen to everybody. So if you scratch, then the kol kiyotze bazeh and anything similar, then uvmekoymos amatunafim shiyesh boim elmunu zeh, says the Gemara. That should add an explanation. That places which are normally covered, the reason why we need to wash your hands is because they are schmutzig, they are schwitzy, and they are dirty. Normally the places which are covered end up to have dirt. They're normally quite... They're normally quite dirty. So therefore, if you're touching any of those areas, you need to wash your hands. Tzorich lachzav v'litil yadav. If that happened in the middle of a suda, you need to wash your hands again. Be'yivorech, and you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, the bracha netilas yadayim. So again, Shulchan Aruch paskens, if a person touches a covered area of his body, during the meal, he goes, he gets up, he washes his hands, and he makes a new bracha. Fancy that? That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. Yeah.
After shower.
Good. So that is, Shlomo Zalman speaks about that. And he said, Loi plug. Even if you know that if you're just literally walking out of the shower, and you're scratching yourself, you're literally walking out. Chachomim said, you're clean. But Chachomim said, there's a low plug. We're not distinguishing. We're not making a difference. And although you know that, but nevertheless, you'll need to wash your hands. Chachomim said, otherwise we're going to say, 5 minutes after the shower, you don't need to. 6 minutes, you do need. You know, so there's no, we won't know how to define it. So Chachomim said, whenever you are, you always need to wash. Make sense? Yeah, it's like a, good. Now, Aboy says it's the minik. It's not. It's not the minik. Well, you make a bracha, you wash your hands, make a bracha in the middle of a meal. Middle of the meal. Is that what we do? It's not done. It's not done. And it's not done. You're saying it's a bracha l'atala. Why is that?
Because you say a bracha
twice. Yeah, but it's not a bracha l'atala. Because you now have a new obligation to make a bracha. You have a new obligation to wash, and therefore you have a new bracha. That's what Shulchan Aruch holds. Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkot Ches, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. V'nizkar shenog, and he remembers that he touched. V'u'adini misiach taitim eshmiros etzorich litol. It's not only if you touched, it's also if you, sorry, you just didn't think about your hands, forbid you. Did I not scratch myself? Did I touch anything now? I forgot now. Same halacha will apply according to Shulchan Aruch. Sifkot and test, 2 lines in the bottom. any covered area of your body. Any area of the body which is normally covered, they sweat there, and that excludes the places of the body which are normally uncovered, such as Ponov, his face is normally covered, uncovered, and the area of the arm which is normally revealed. What's that part? From where? Starting from where? Yeah. Good. You're pointing from here. Elbow. Right. So that is a bit of a machlokas. Yeah. So many people will say, most post-game agree that in England it will be from here. And that includes the elbow as well. That means that according to that, and many hold like that, if you touch the elbow, you will not need to wash your hands. Others are more stringent, and they say that the elbow is considered an area which is normally covered. And it doesn't depend on you personally, it depends on the norm of Yidden, I suppose. So would you say the elbow is normally covered?
Yeah.
Normally the elbow is covered. So if that's the case, then it's considered, yeah, elbow is normally covered.
So it depends where you live. I mean, maybe in hot countries,
yeah.
People wear short sleeves.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people will want to make differences. I saw some poskim make a difference between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. I think anybody who's been to Bnei Brak will appreciate that, you know, the heat there is. So, but yeah, definitely depends on the norm. So either way, the Mishnebuah seems to be saying that there are places of the, there is part of the, there is part whether the elbow or the elbow is or is not included. Certainly, the arm itself is a place which is not covered, and in kped you can touch it, don't have to wash. Kemuah b'simen dalet sivchof aleph ayim shem mishnebu diim shoych lenenu. Hoy shechich beroy shoy. Or if you scratched your head, avonim loychichich. But if you didn't scratch, but you touched your hair, again, assuming that you've got, you do not need to wash your hand. Just touching hair, you do not need to wash, you don't need to wash your hand just for touching hair. Only if you scratch, because that's where it is. So for just touching hair, you don't need to wash. But so that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. So we right. So now, according to Shulchan Aruch, yes, you touched in the middle of a meal. You need to get up. You need to wash and you make a new bracha until the time. The Mishnah Berurah admittedly states the following: Sifkot Nyud Gimel. Sifkot Beyud Beis. So sorry, צריך לחשוב ולתהות. כל שכנים נוגע מאוד כמעט שונה, וזה ממש, אוי שעושה דרוכב. Forgot to mention that. הוא אפילו יתן מהרגליים שיף שפיודוב. משתבור עושה, שים לי, if you went to the toilet. If you went in the middle of the meal to the toilet, you had to be excused. For קטנים או גדולים, you went back, you touched an area of your body, and therefore you'll have to make a new ברוכב, you wash your hands, you make a new ברוכב, until it's done, כל שולחנוך. Yes, you do indeed. Because it's no different than touching any covered area of your body. You need to make a new ברוכב. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Sifkot Yud Gimel Levorach until this time, V'Rashal Choylek, the Heilige Marashal disagrees, V'Svir Elein Hold, Te'ein Tzorech Levorach Machmas Negyosoy, you will not need to make a new bracha when you touch B'Emtza Suda in the middle of a meal, Pezel, when you touch any sweaty area of your body in the middle of a Suda. V'Afilo B'Osa Tzorecha B'Emtza Suda, even if you had to be excused in the middle of the meal, Gam Ken Svir Elein, similarly also holds, Te'ein Tzorech Levorach, you will not need to make a new bracha. Unless you mamash went off to you traveled and you went far away and you've completely lost the bracha, massive eschadas, then potentially yes. But just the fact that you touched your part of your body that will not make you according to the mashal, yeah, you not need to make any bracha. Vinesh Harbateos Bachoinim, there's many opinions within the Achoinim. Him Yeshlin Klamaisi Kamoisi, if you should paskin like the Mahashal, I'm Bivirocha Shikhanu. We paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah, I paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah in Bialocha, Tebe also Trocha, Vishinoga Mokam Matun of Mamesh, or Shalach Bliflik, Tzorch Natilasim and Brocha. He says that if, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you actually had to be excused, or you touched any areas which was Mamesh dirty, then tzorich natil as adam bracha. Yes, you will make a new bracha. Avon im nogeb mokem amchus astam. So if your hands got mamash dirty, if your mamash your hands got dirty, you really touch a genuinely dirty place. You really, really got it. Taki got very dirty. Then you wash your hands and you make a new bracha in the Mishnah Berurah. But avon im nogeb mokem amchus astam. But if you just touched and covered the area of your body, which you don't think your mamash got dirty, it's not physically dirty, you're just halachically dirty, but not physically dirty. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You're not really dirty. You're not really dirty. You shake somebody's hands, but halachically are considered. So according to Mishnah Berurah, then you're going to wash your hands, but you're not going to make a new bracha. But if you really touch somewhere, you touch something, your hands really got dirty, you're going to wash your hands, and you're going to make a new bracha on the Mishnah Berurah as well. I don't know if everybody agrees to that, to the Mishnah Berurah. I think that the minig is not necessarily like the Mishnah Berurah. I know that some Yidden who passing like the Mahashal, and the Mahashal says you never make a bracha. So you'll wash your hands, but you'll never make a bracha. But again, the Mishnah Berurah holds, if your hands really got genuinely physically dirty, you're going to wash your hands and you're going to make a bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. But again, Mashal holds, you never make a new bracha in the middle of a meal. Yeah. That's not. It's not. What do you think? That we're going to which category would that go? I don't think it would be a problem. To recap very briefly what we learned tonight, we learned the entire Simon Kuf Samach Dalet B'Siyat Dishmaya. We learned about the Tnai, the stipulation a person can make. You can wash for later, Hesach Hadas, as long as you didn't make Hesach Hadas, as long as you didn't take your minds off your hands, Shulchan Aruch holds, that works. You make an Atilas Yadayim, you save it for later. Mishnah Berurah holds, we don't do that, the minhag is not to do that. Och Shulchan says he's never seen anybody doing that. And I think generally the minhag is not to rely on that. See, if Beis told us that if you're in the middle of a meal and you touch a dirty place, or any place that requires an tilas adayim, Shulchan Aruch says in the middle of a meal, tough luck, you get up, you wash your hands, you make a new bracha. The Mahashal says no. The Mahashal disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He says you will not make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah kind of makes a pshara, and he says if your hands really got physically dirty, you're going to make a new bracha. However, if it's just halachically dirty, such as you touch the covered area of your body or something like that, you will not make a new bracha. And having said that, I wish you a very good Shabbos, and looking forward to next week, Bezer Shabbos.